WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Ariana Grande fans and friends, probably too at this point, are confused because she pinned a tweet to her Twitter page Saturday that reads like a poem. And actually, upon searching a little bit, it is from a poem, but people are like, wait, what does this mean? Okay. Let me just read the poem to you.
Okay.
So you can see why people might be confused. It's called "He Visits My Town Twice or Once a Year." He visits my town once a year. He fills my mouth with kisses and nectar. I spend all my money on him. Who, girl, your man? No. A mango.
What?
A mango?
A mango.
Fruit?
The fruit.
So what metaphor? I'm not smart enough to decipher this. Is she alluding to?
That's the problem. Nobody knows.
Oh.
The Twitter reactions were actually fantastic for this because you had people saying, why are we talking about mangoes? Then you had people that were trying to read into it and they're like, wait, mango, M-A-N-G-O, man. Go.
Oh.
Maybe that's a hint.
That's a stretch.
I know. And then they're like, well, maybe that's going to be the next song or the album. Or maybe she just liked the poem. I don't know, but she tweeting about mangoes.
Okay. Well, listen, Ariana Grande, you want to tweet about them? That's fine. That is completely fine.
Yeah. I just feel like I don't really know. She's going through some stuff, and yes, that's fine. But just know that she was tweeting about mangoes, and everybody's confused about what that means. Okay? Iggy Azalea, which we haven't heard from her in a hot second, has some new music, but people are already saying she ripped off Cardi B. I'm gonna play the songs a little side by side for you, and you tell me. I have my thoughts afterward. But Iggy Azalea's new song is called Sally Walker, and they say it sounds like Cardi B's Money. So the first thing you'll hear is Iggy Azalea's Sally Walker, and then it'll go into Cardi B's Money.
Little Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do, so she jumped in front of me. Little Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do, so she jumped in front of me. I said, go.
I was born to flex, yes. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. Woo. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the money. I don't really need.
I mean, I can see some similarities, but I mean,
the way that the beat goes.
Right.
Here's what I'll say. In history, if we look back, a lot of times, creatively, things, and I say things not to be vague, but I'm talking about music, movies, TV shows, come out and there are more than one of whatever they are and they sound or look or seem similar.
Right. Because you get inspiration from different places and you may have, whoever came with the beat may have heard Cardi B's Money and they were like, ooh, or not even realize it. And then when they were creating the beat, it just ended up sounding like it because
right,
it got caught in their head.
Yeah. Or it's like you may have had a split between creative people that had that beat in their head for a long time. Then they went their two different ways and then they dug it out and they were like, well, it's my sound.
Mm.
And then now one person is Cardi B's person and one person is Ziggy Azalea's person. And I think the most famous instance of this in movies is that you look at, remember that one with Ashton Kutcher and I think it was Katherine Heigl. It was like, there was like a Justin Timberlake, Mila Kunis movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was like no strings attached, and then Friends with Benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the same movie.
Right.
And they came out at the same time. And
right,
we were all thinking, is somebody paying attention to this? Clearly not. So maybe that's what it is.
It could be.
But regardless, Iggy may be under some scrutiny in the next couple weeks. We'll see how that goes. And then finally, Mama June. Remember old Mama June?
Honey Boo Boo.
Oh my God. Mama June and her boyfriend were busted in Alabama with crack. Well, and drug paraphernalia. The police were originally called because the two of them were having a fight. And then they found all that stuff. So after she was released, Mama June had to go get the car with all that stuff.
I mean,
obviously no longer in it, but...
We're not truly shocked here.
No.
I mean,
not at all.
A dollar makes me holla, honey boo boo.
Yeah.
Sounds about in line with who we know them to be. So
I hope they that crack is whack.
Another drug.
That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right, it is 7:05, and we were so excited to welcome Allie Brooke to our spring break show Saturday at McDenton's. And thanks to everyone that came out. But right before Allie Brooke took to the stage at McDenton's to perform at Low Key, she said something that absolutely made me fall in love with her. I have to tell you exactly what she said, and we'll do it in two songs with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.